This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Marketplace number of the day to start this week is $54 billion, the amount by which President Trump plans to increase defense spending in his budget proposal, the outline of which was released today. That bump, which would be a nearly 10% addition to the Pentagon's annual budget, will be offset by reductions to domestic programs, the White House said, the caveat there being no cuts to Medicaid or Social Security. However, political reality and Congress being what they are, Marketplace's Adam Allington reports the president's budget proposal might wind up changing very little, actually, about federal spending priorities.
The president's proposal includes a massive 10% increase in defense spending, which would be offset by cuts to unspecified domestic programs and foreign aid. While that may sound like red meat for the Republican masses, there's just one little problem. Foreign aid is basically peanuts.
Overall, it's less than 1% of the total budget.
Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. The true drivers of the budget are Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, all of which are subject to automatic spending increases, and which President Trump has promised not to touch. And the rest of the non-defense discretionary spending is only one-third of the budget, much of which has already seen steep spending cuts.
It is on track to be the lowest that it's been in decades. So the truth is, this is a very small area of the budget.
And even within that small slice, you still have a whole bunch of very powerful interest groups, says Catherine Blakely of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
Farmers would certainly let their congressional representatives hear about it if they wanted to cut, for example, crop insurance supports.
So basically what's happening here, according to Eugene Sterley of the Urban Institute, is the latest version of what politicians always do. They want to focus on the giveaway side of the budget.
They're giving us tax cuts. They're giving us spending increases, say, in defense. They don't really want to talk too much about how they're going to pay for it.
Storyerly says all of this is before Congress and the president have addressed repealing and replacing Obamacare or spending on national infrastructure projects. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.